This recording, New Zealand 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colours. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I was born in Auckland, New Zealand. I have a family of five children, and my parents still live in Auckland. The rest of my family is scattered all over the place. I've been here in Kansas for 3.5 years. I was in Boston for 2 years before that, and I also lived in Australia for 2 years, so I have had some other influences on my accent, I suppose, but I did grow up in New Zealand. I go back every year for about a month, and I don't think my accent's changed that much. The short I vowel sound is the most obvious, like fish and chips is a New Zealand way of saying it, or even more strongly would be fish and chips, almost a U sound, or fish and chips for an Australian. Fish, anything to do towards the double E sound. So fish and chips, fish and chips. It's also, if you say yes, Y-E-S, if you're a New Zealander, you'll say more like yes, a really short E sound, or yes, for an Australian, a longer E sound. Some slang, cobba is a New Zealand word for friend. I don't know if that's an Australian word or any other countries were, but it's a New Zealand word for, it's kind of an old-fashioned word, a cobber, that's C-O-B-B-E-R. Mate, of course, is another word for friend. G'day, mate, is a really typical New Zealand phrase. Choice is a sort of kids' slang, means great, but really only young people would say that. Maori people are the native people of New Zealand, and Maori language is certain words, Maori words are scattered throughout New Zealand English, and they'll be in the newspaper and on the radio and have become part of New Zealand English, such as tangata whenua, which is the native people of New Zealand, the Maori people. Pākehā, which is a white person. Marae, which is a Maori village. Pā, which is a house. Whānau is your extended family. Wai is water, so any place name with Wai in it is going to be close to the water, like Waikaremoana or Waiwera or the Waitakere's. There are a lot of similarities between the Maori New Zealand accent and the between the Maori language and New Zealand accent, I think. Like, the way that people say wai, it's that they're kind of slightly nasal sound, I think. Most of the settlers were from Great Britain, mostly from England, then Ireland. It's a pretty large Scottish settlement in South Island in Dunedin. My family is descended from English and Irish and Welsh. There's also a Pacific Island immigration in New Zealand. Auckland is the largest Pacific Island city in the world. There are a lot of people from Samoa, Niue, the Cook Islands, Tonga, other Pacific Islands that are close to New Zealand. And New Zealand was in charge of some Pacific Islands, the Cook Islands, for example, used to be under the domain of New Zealand. I remember having violin lessons at my first teacher's house, and I started violin when I was five, so I was probably about six. She had a one of those pianos that have stops on them. What are they called? A harmonium or something? They have those stops you can pull out, and they'll make different sounds. And I used to, instead of wanting to play the violin, I used to run over to the piano and try to play the piano all the time.